076 Krishna's Dinner. For the evening meal in the palace, Nanda regularly invites his brothers, Upananda and Abhinandan, and Sananda and Nandana, and Krishna's cousins like Subhadra. But today, Nandaraj has invited everyone. He dispatches a Brahmin boy to inform Yashoda. Yashoda, in turn, sends another Brahmin boy to invite her sisters-in-law, Tungi, Pibari, Kuvala, Atula, along with their sons, wives, and daughters. Brajeshwari summons all of Krishna's friends, who wash their feet upon arriving and sit down, keeping Brajaraj Nanda in the center. Upananda and Abhinandan, Nanda's older brothers, sit on his right, and Sananda and Nandana, his younger brothers, sit on his left. Krishna and Balaram sit facing their father and uncles. Krishna's cousins sit on his left, and the Brahmin boys sit on Balaram's right. On Yashoda's request, Tungi, Subhadra's mother, who is expert in etiquette, and Rohini begin serving. First, Tungi and Rohini serve the Brahmins, then their husbands, Subhadra, Baladev, Krishna, and the others. So here in Nitya Lila, Krishna eats last. Tungi brings warm, sweet-smelling rice that is saturated with golden ghee. There are golden trays full of assorted fried items and dry vegetable preparations. The trays are placed before everyone, standing on wooden tripods. Tungi, Rohini, and Yashoda expertly serve the various bitter, pungent, spicy, salty, sour, and sweet items in their respective order. These items include soft rotis, sweet rice, special tarts, cakes, and sanjava, a preparation made of milk and white flour. Yashoda knows everyone's appetite and preference in food. With a nod, she orders Rohini to serve everyone his favorite dish. Yashoda personally serves condensed milk, shikarini, mango juice, and assorted fruit pickles. Although they are shy before Nanda and the guests, Yashoda, Tungi, and Rohini cannot conceal their motherly love. And concern to sumptuously feed their children. They melt with affection as tears flood their eyes. Noticing their wives' behavior, Nanda and his brothers repeatedly coax their sons to eat more. As Krishna and the other boys do so, their mothers become very happy. Unlike the morning breakfast, the atmosphere in the evening meal is very grave. In the morning, Madhu Mangal tells very funny jokes and Yashoda eagerly serves all the boys. There's no seniors there. But in the evening meal, the presence of Nanda Maharaj and his relatives makes that free spirit impossible. Although Krishna cannot joke freely with his friends, and Yashoda cannot fondle her son the way she likes to, still the evening meal is a million times more pleasurable to Krishna's parents, because the entire family can enjoy sitting with Krishna. The five senses of Nanda, Yashoda, and their guests delight in the sight of Krishna's supremely sweet smile. The nectar sounds of Krishna's speech, the captivating aroma of Krishna's body that mixes with the incense in the dining hall. As the boys fan Krishna with palm leaves, and Krishna's charming, playful disposition while sitting amongst his cousins. After eating, drinking, and washing their mouths, Nanda's brothers recline on luxurious beds in separate bedrooms. Nanda rests with some guests on a spacious platform in the living room, while Krishna goes upstairs to take rest. Meanwhile, the servants please everyone by fanning them and offering them first-class pan. Thus ends Krishna's evening meal in the palace in Nandagram.